I walk around the church in Firhouse in Tallaght, County Dublin, looking at Imogen Stewart's Stations of the Cross. These stations portray faces, feet, and above all hands, carved from the sections of wood, as if from the wood of the cross. There's a pair of hands in a bowl, slender, tapered hands, washing themselves free of guilt. Another pair of hands grasps a piece of the cross. I see a hand raised and covering the mouth of a woman in pain, pain too great for words, the mother stifling a cry. This labour is more difficult than the first, and this one leads not to birth, but to death. Later, I meet the sorrowful faces of the three Marys, with hands again covering their mouths. The anguished hands need no further elaboration. They have become a psalm of lament. Then there is a simple piece of wood, grasped by one muscular, strong hand, that of Simon, I assume, and barely held by the other hand, the hand of the suffering Jesus. Then there are squat hands with short fingers, rolling dice, casting lots. A single hand stretches out, one nail driven through it, a rope tied crossways. Finally, there are two hands folded across one another in death. These are hands marked by the holes of the wounds which have become a blessing. I look at these hands, these feet, these faces, evoking that story of suffering and sorrow, of betrayal and of pity, of passion and compassion. I reflect on how this way of telling draws us in, not with scenes of violence and torture, not as spectators to a blood sport or as partisans baying for yet more blood, but as ourselves part of this drama in which we so easily find our own story.